David Zim is the chief economist for the Senate Fiscal Agency. Mr. Zim, how are you?
Well, yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on. It looks rather optimistic that Michigan is going to get $300 million more in revenues this year, more than was originally forecasted. Tell me about that number, how you got at it, and do you agree with it?
Well, the numbers come out of the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, which was held on Wednesday of this week. And a portion of the increase represents an increase in expected revenues, which is the primary focus of the conference. There are some other adjustments that have to do with things like caseloads in terms of Department of Community Health caseloads or Department of Human Service caseloads that will actually reduce our mandated expenditures, and that's where you end up with the combination. The revenues part for fiscal year 2012 is about $146 million.
Why do you think we underestimated what we were going to take in? How do we get there?
Well, part of it is that sales tax revenues have been reasonably strong. Part of that has been because of higher gas prices, but also consumers have just been a little more optimistic than was expected in January, and so they've spent more nationally and in Michigan. Sales have been pretty strong in the spring. Part of it's attributable to the warmer winter that we had, but part of it's also attributable to consumers responding positively to the employment news.
Do you think we will get more money in than we had anticipated for next year?
The consensus conference on Wednesday did raise the estimate for fiscal year 13. It's an estimate. The increases overall, in terms of the general fund, they actually lowered revenues by about $65 million. But on the school aid fund side, the estimate was increased about $115 million.
How has the switch from the NBT gone?
It's continuing to move along. It results in a pretty substantial loss of revenue to the general fund as we're transitioning from it, because the liabilities under the corporate income tax will be lower than the liabilities under the Michigan business tax. Furthermore, there are some substantial credits that were awarded under the Michigan business tax that the legislature made a provision so that people could continue to file the MBT and claim those credits. And in some cases, those credits are pretty substantial and will reduce revenue quite a bit.
Do we know which companies or how many companies have claimed those credits?
Some of the credits are more readily accessible in terms of looking at announcements that come from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation in terms of mega credits that are awarded. The same thing, the film office has to provide information in terms of companies that qualify for film credits. Other credits that are contained in there are fall more readily under confidentiality.
What about the report concerns you?
Not much. We've got some risks. We're a little bit worried about what's going on in Europe and how that might affect particularly financial markets here. We're also worried about Europe in terms of most of Europe is in a recession. There are fairly sizable export market, so that reduces U.S. growth also and consequently also affects Michigan's growth. We've got some worries about the uncertainty at the federal level in terms of a number of aspects of fiscal policy, and, of course, energy prices have been a big concern for a number of years.
How can we be sure that the economy forecast report is accurate?
Well, I guess it's trust in the process is probably the best thing I would. we have a pretty good track record. The nature of the process is our agency, the House Fiscal Agency, and the administration each come up with independent, separate forecasts of what we think is going to happen. And the point of the consensus conference is to kind of have everybody's different opinion aired and figure out, you know, what makes sense, what works. We usually have presenters come in at the conference and give their views on what's going on in the economy. so that people can see whether we're a little more conservative, a little more optimistic, whether we're kind of in the middle of the pack, or whatever. In terms of the revenue estimates, we're usually within a couple of percentage points of the right number. And, sometimes it's a little bit over, sometimes it's a little bit under, but in the 20 years we've been doing the consensus conferences, the numbers have been reasonably accurate, except when everybody has trouble, which is at a turning point.
Is there an upward trend here?
Definitely. The Michigan economy started adding jobs in 2010, and we've continued to add, they've added in 11, I'm sorry. There's a very small decline in 10. But added jobs in 2011, and pretty much everybody's forecasting that that will continue for the next couple of years.
David Zinn is the chief economist for the Senate Fiscal Agency. David, this is way more complex than I can comprehend. Thanks for bringing some clarity for us.
Well, thank you very much.